God bless you all.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started for the rest of this month. We're looking at healing. Now, we're not just talking about healing the physical body. We're talking about healing of the emotions as well. Abuses and all kinds of stuff that have happened have left us scarred in our minds and our memory. God heals that as well. I want you to know that God, He begins a good work. He's also faithful to complete that work. He does a complete healing in people that understand and know how to get the healing. So we're going to pick it up again today. This comes from our Healing Academy, which I do every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live on Zoom, our Facebook, YouTube, and our webpage. So if you want to join us, please join us on any of those, and you can join us totally free. We send out a link if you give me your email, and we will send out that link to you. Just click on the link and it gets you in automatically. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. And we looked at James 3:18, and James 3:18 says, "And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." So the fruit of righteousness, there is a fruit to righteousness. And the Amplified Classic said, "Now the harvest of righteousness, of conformity to God's will in thought and deed, is the fruit of the seed sown in peace." So even our righteousness we can sow in peace, and we, by complying, conforming, and consenting to God's will in thought and in deed in our lives, and we will start producing fruits of righteousness. So I was quite excited about this, and I'm still excited about it, because I have got the Holy Ghost on the inside of me. My spirit is as righteous as it's ever going to be. So out of my spirit of righteousness that God made righteous come the fruits of righteousness. And if I sow fruits of righteousness, I will reap the fruits of righteousness. Amen. And so it's important. I want you guys to get a hold of this. And we looked at other scriptures, but I'm not going to go back there. You can go online and watch it if you feel that way inclined. I suggest you do. But I wanted to start off by saying God's word is His will. And I've said this for years. God's will and His word are one and the same. The New Testament, His new will. So God's word is His will, and His will is His word. So when God says to us, "By the stripes on my back you're healed," that's the will of God that He brought that to pass for us. And Ephesians 1:3 says, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So God's will is His word, and His word is His will. Amen? Okay, so now I want you to look at Isaiah 55 and verse 8. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Turn there, write it down, do something with it. And then it declares this. "My thoughts," this is God speaking, right? "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord." So He's saying, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways. My ways are not your ways, or your ways are different to mine." So we think differently to God, and we were brought up in a world that had fallen, so our thought process was not like it was in the garden with Adam and Eve. And so what you've got to understand now, Adam and Eve thought and behaved and acted in the right manner like God. But just to show you what pride can do, even as a born-again child of God who knows the word and the will of God, we can still mess up royally when we let self rule over spirit. So we can still sow unrighteous seeds by getting into the natural realm and the realm of self and the realm of I need, I want, I'm going to take, and the realm of the enemy. That's where he operates. The enemy operates in the natural realm through the spirit. But God operates in a spiritual realm, in our spirit. And so the devil is a spirit. He must inhabit a person, either their mind or their body, and get them to do heinous things. If you saw that man in Boulder, Carolina, in Boulder, Missouri, wherever it was, spraying people with flamant and then lighting them, that was demon. There was a demon in that man, and demon-inspired man acting out what the devil wants. Remember, all evil things, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So there was a demon in operation in that man. And so you see the results of that. And God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. And so that's the way it was before we became born again. We couldn't think like God. But once we became born again, we became righteous. He made us righteous. The blood cleansed us. He made us fit to be the bride. He made the church to be the bride. Jesus is the groom. He made us righteous. He separated us. He anointed us. And he also made us holy. He sanctified us. So my spirit is as righteous as can be. But the problem is my soulish realm, which is my mind, will, and emotions, and my spirit realm, me, the real me, the spirit, where the Holy Spirit resides in, the Bible says there's a war taking place there. My flesh and myself is often in opposition to what the Word of God says and what God wants. That's where the battle is. So my thoughts that never used to be His now can and should be His. How? By reading the Word of God. I used to say I'm broke. I used to say I'm sick. I used to say I'm getting sick. I would say if they fire somebody, it'll be me. And so I had that attitude, and I was one of those guys, seeing is believing, right? I don't know how many of you have been that way. Seeing is believing. That's how I was. And then I started to read the Word of God, and God said, you know, believing is seeing. In other words, when you pray, believe, you receive it, and you'll have it. So I've got to believe into seeing. And so I changed my language had to change. I went from the language of the curse to the language of redemption after studying the Word of God. God calls things that are not as though they were. So when he looked out and it was dark, he said, light be, and he produced light. Amen. And we created in his image and likeness. So we're supposed to do it just the way he does it. And he's told us that we can, and he's given us the authority. Whatever you bind in the earth will be bound and loosed in the heavens, etc. So we now have learned the language of redemption, being saved, being righteous, so we can have the same thoughts as God has. Amen. So when I see something that I disagree with and it's against the Word of God, you know that God disagrees with it and it's against His Word. So now my thoughts are becoming His thoughts. That's why you see unsaved people, all this wokeism stuff and all these people claiming to be Christian, making the most heinous laws you've ever seen. They're not coming from a spirit of righteousness. That's coming totally from the flesh. And if you're born again, you would know. If you're really truly born again, you would know, your own heart would convict you about a wrong. So yes, he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, but now they can be. They can be. So I have to, he says, Romans 12:2, he says, be not conformed to this world or transformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind contains your thinking faculties. So my thoughts in my mind can be renewed. So instead of saying I'm broke, he said, God said, let the weak say I'm strong, right? So rather than saying I'm weak, I say I'm strong in Christ. Instead of saying I'm broke, you say I'm prosperous in Christ. Instead of saying I'm sick, you say I'm healed by the stripes of Christ's back. So now my thoughts are lining up with God's thoughts. You see, and the more time I spend with God and in the Word of God, the more time I spend there, then what happens is I will start to think more like God. Amen. Do you get that? And so I change my thoughts by reading the Word of God, agreeing with the Word of God, and speaking the Word of God. Now God's thoughts become my thoughts. Amen. And we looked at that already. We saw it in Proverbs 16, where he says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. I think I read that just last week. Let me just check. If not, we're going to read it a little bit later on. But that is a scripture we'll read just now. He says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. So in everything we do, do it all as unto God. If we do everything as unto God, then my thoughts are going to become established and I'll start to think more and more like God all the time. So commit whatever you do to God. That's why I said, don't say today or tomorrow, I'm going to go and start this business, I'm going to do that. So rather say the Lord willing, what's his will? Make sure it's his will. Now, I don't have to say, tomorrow I hope I wake up and I don't die, because he's promised me long life. Psalm 91 and so many other places, he's promised us long life. With long life, I'll satisfy you. So it comes to his will. I think like him. I speak like him. I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me good, long life. I'm going to live a long, healthy, wealthy life. So my thoughts are now lining up with God. Do you think God ever has thought of, uh-oh, I'm in trouble? Uh-oh, I don't know what's going to happen? Or, uh-oh, I'm not sure where it's going to be. I don't know how. You know, that's not the case with God. Can you say amen? That's not the case with God. God doesn't say, oh dear, we're in trouble financially. Or God doesn't say, I think we're going to get flu or COVID up here in heaven. He doesn't have thoughts like that. He doesn't think that way. God thinks God way. And the God way is the right way, and the right way is Yahweh. And when you don't have a way, Yahweh will make a way if you speak and think his thoughts. So the thoughts of God can become our thoughts. How? By renewing my mind. I renew my mind to the Word of God. So it's vitally, vitally important to renew our minds to God's Word. That's why I read your Word every single day. And don't just read the same thing over and over. Don't just read Mark, the book of Mark. Read something from the Old Covenant and something from the New Covenant, and then maybe a psalm and the proverb of the day. If you do that, you'll read through the Bible in a year. And the more you read, the more you'll learn, and you'll say, wow, I never even knew that was there. And now, once you know it's there, you can get faith for what it says. Remember, faith begins where the Word of God is known. Faith begins where the Word of God is known. And that's why he can say in 1 John 5:14, this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and then he gives it to us. Well, if I can ask according to his will, that means his Bible, the Bible, the Word is his will, and his will is his Word. So when I'm praying his Word, God hears it. God doesn't say, oh, we're not going to get the money for the children to go to college. Where are we going to get the finances to pay the rent? He doesn't have that kind of language. God only speaks power. He only speaks life. He only speaks forward. He only speaks good. And he speaks what he wants, and he says what he wants, and he gets what he wants. He said his Word cannot come back to him void. Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to christfamilychurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest